After 9/11 and the Iraq War, the phrase intelligence failure has become part of the national lexicon. To address the myriad problems at the CIA and elsewhere, experts say the U.S. needs a new generation of intelligence professionals. One institution working to fill that need is New Mexico State University, where students are already working for intelligence agencies. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to Las Cruces to meet some of them.
In a computer lab in a cool, dim basement, three students are hunched over computers. Their professor is writing on a board in the front of the room, organizing information for a real-life report to an actual government agency on South America and the Middle East.
And Saudi, again, is a key player there. We take a look at personalities, at events. How do all the pieces fit together?
This is not an exercise. These students of intelligence gathering are practicing as well as learning their craft, and they're getting paid for it. They're working under a contract with the Department of Defense.
Typically, one of the big events for us at the Friday afternoon prayer meetings in Tehran. I know this sounds crazy, sitting here in Las Cruces, but it's a big event.
Keeping it real is part of Professor Jim Holden Rhodes' concept for his relatively new program. The idea is to teach students to find actionable intelligence that's hiding in plain sight. These students are not taught to look for information in the back alleys of Baghdad or in whispered conversations in European capitals. Instead, they're looking in newspapers, journals, radio reports, and on the Internet. It's called open source intelligence.
We think the open source method has great merit, and a lot of people in government and within the intelligence community, too. Open source is a pathfinder intelligence. It's easy to turn on. It's very inexpensive. It doesn't cost $3 billion to put a satellite up in the sky. We sit people down. But those people that we have to sit down have to be, above all else, smart.
One member of this group, Maurice de Segovia, will join another dozen graduate students this fall in a new master's program. He's a Mexican-American from Chicago, a government student with a special interest in international relations. He was searching the net for news from the area where the borders of Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay meet.
We use this Copernic, this meta search engine, where it'll search 15 different search engines.
So this morning, did anything catch your eye?
There was a report of a man that was arrested in Brazil. I'm looking up a man by the name of Barakat. You'll see that his name will pop up all over the place here. What he was doing was a lot of money laundering. And when they raided his offices, they discovered a lot of Hezbollah propaganda. This guy had been, according to a lot of the news sources, had been laundering money to the Middle East for Hezbollah.
Professor Holden Rhodes says that people looking through the enormous amount of public material now available have to learn how to recognize that kernel of relevant information. They have to be critical thinkers. They'll also study history, literature, and languages, and they'll have to be knowledgeable about the culture of the region they're researching.
I yell in class about not looking at things through red, white, and blue glasses. That's fatal. One of the big things is be culturally correct. Understand the culture of the people that you're looking at and the people that you're working with.
In the wake of 9/11, is it possible that improving intelligence gathering might include something as obvious as reading daily papers published in another part of the world? Stephen Aftergood is a senior research analyst with the Federation of American Scientists. He studies intelligence reform. He says open source intelligence is essential.
It is the foundation of all other intelligence, and it is also the context within which intelligence is evaluated. This kind of intelligence is not a secret that is waiting to be stolen. It is simply out there waiting to be collected and integrated into the body of knowledge.
Aftergood says perhaps 80% of the information essential to national security is already public. Jim Holden Rhodes' view is that good intelligence has relatively little to do with classified information. It's more about mysteries, he says, than about secrets.
We are not James Bond 101. We turn out critical thinkers based on a strong liberal arts background. We want these people to be able to read, think, and write. And that's the object of the exercise.
The approach seems to be working. Three new graduates are coming to Washington this fall to jobs at the National Security Agency and the Defense Intelligence Agency. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.